Now, the Bondi Pavilion, affectionately known as the Pav, has been a beloved landmark in the eastern suburbs since the 1920s. However, the building has been masked with controversy in recent years because of disagreements within the council and community over restoration plans. In December, Waverley Council received approval for their development application on the restoration and conservation work on the Bondi Pavilion, and the restoration is scheduled to now begin in May. This morning, we are joined by the Mayor of Waverley Council, Paula Malossus, to find out more about the future plans for this heritage building. Paula, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Tell us, for listeners who might not be aware of the Bondi Pavilion and its heritage and its significance of the building, why is it such an important part of the community out in Bondi?
Okay. The Bondi Pavilion is, as you say, it's a heritage item. It's more than 100 years old. And over those years, it's had various roles and functions, including as a bathhouse and a place that people would go and recreate. But more recently, it's also been the focus of the community. It's a well-loved community centre where all sorts of activities happen for community groups and organisations. But it's also a cultural centre as well. And there's a theatre there where there are all sorts of performances that go on. We've got art galleries and there are some great cafes as well. So it's very much a landmark. I think people call it our Bondi Town Hall. And the arches of the pavilion are iconic. It's a wonderful Art Deco building, and I think when people think of that, they think of Bondi. So it's become one of the key iconic symbols of Bondi as well. Mm. Of course, there was also beach volleyball held there during the Sydney Olympics in 2000. So it's been a landmark, it's a feature, but most importantly of all, it's something that the community and the arts community hold dear and use.
What are the plans for the restoration work? Exactly what's going to be done?
Well, it is actually a restoration. You're right. It's not just going to be a lick of paint, as some people have been saying. We've been very careful to ensure that whatever is done is sympathetic and in accordance with the heritage values of the building. So we've been working very closely with the Heritage Office over this period of time to make sure that what we do is in accordance with what the Heritage Office is. So there's a conservation management plan that's been developed. And we actually put the DA in some time ago, and it was actually approved on the 19th of December last year. So what we'll be doing is restoring the building, so the iconic arches will be there. There'll be a couple of gallery spaces. There's going to be a Story of Bondi room. We're upgrading the theatre so that it will be a more modern theatre, but obviously still very accessible and affordable for the community. We're refurbishing the various rooms that are there that are available for hire, like the ocean room and the high tide room. We're going to be fixing the roof. I think with the gatehouse at the back, we've already fixed the roof. So if you want to have a look at seeing what the roof is going to look like on the new building, there's an example already there. So we're going to keep it very much within that sort of Spanish mission style.
Mm.
So there's going to be a lot. And there's also going to be a radio station, Bondi radio station.
Oh, very good.
We'll be going in there as well. The pottery studio is going to be upgraded to include two kilns. We're going to be landscaping the building. But we're also going to be keeping the couple of the commercial spaces there as well.
Mm.
So there'll still be places that you can go and have something to eat and have a look at that fabulous Bondi view, and the balcony will be, the bar area will be looked at as well.
Now, it's safe to say that this restoration plan and the very long kind of plan that has been unfolding for the Bondi Pavilion hasn't been the smoothest project, with kind of multiple plans and some controversial plans put forward over the last couple of years. There's been a lot of concern from the community and various, you know, celebrities in the community and politicians, that there was more of a commercial focus on the restoration than on parts of the pavilion that, you know, might have been privatised and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. And I was one of those people. I was very concerned that something that is so treasured by the community was going to be privatised and commercialised. And we have been very clear that the building is very much to be a community and art centre. And, I mean, that's not to say that the existing cafes, there's space for that commercial activity across the front, as there always has been. But the areas upstairs, like the arts, like the theatre, the bar area, the various rooms, will remain for the community. And my predecessor, Councillor Wakefield, who was the previous mayor, led a process that included the establishment of a group from the community and experts who understood the arts and culture, but also members of the community were consulted to look at exactly what it was that should be within the building and how the building was to be used. Mm. So I'm very committed to continuing that, but also wanting to make sure that the building is used and is dynamic in the sorts of things that it's actually offering. So, you know, we're now actually at the point where we are thinking very carefully about what's going to be going on in the building, how it's going to be used, what will be available, and we will be coming back and talking to the community about that as well.
When will restoration work begin? How long is this estimated to take?
We're hoping 18 months. We know that's we're trying to actually maximise the speed of which we do the restoration, but ensure that the restoration is a good restoration, because we don't want to keep on having to do this every 10 years or so. So it is a proper restoration. It is meant to be starting on the 4th of May, I think. Well, May of this year. We've already gone to tender for the head contractor, who should be that, and they should be appointed in March. So, you know, we're speeding along as quickly as possible, because we know that that's 18 months is quite a time for a building to be out of action. So in the meantime, we're also looking at alternative options to how we can actually keep the community linked to the pavilion, because there is a community there. And so we're now looking at alternatives for alternative interim accommodations around the pavilion and at the back there near the surf club and in the park next to the kids' playground.
Well, I'm sure that the community is very interested to see how this one plays out. We are as well. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Paula, and explaining some more.